Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 28th of November and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And actually it's a special 3D Thoughts this week because on Wednesday we're running a special event to raise money for NeuroCare and particularly for Rosa the Robot, who is assisting neurological procedures here in Sheffield. And we've got an event called the Big Business Brainstorm where we're bringing together businesses to network, highlight and share great ideas. There are still some places left, so if you are local, I'll put a little link on the website, have a look at that and you can come and join us. We've actually put together a little book which has got over 30 examples of businesses locally who are actually doing dramatically and demonstrably different things. Be able to get your copy next week. Only it cost you a fiver. We'll put a link to it. So if you want to do that again, that will raise money for NeuroCare. But in the meantime, what we thought we'd do is I'd give you a little flavour of some of the ideas. So idea one is, well, consider this. Sheffield's coolest go-to place, and it's now Leeds' go-to place for fun team builds and creative days out, is the Great Escape Game. Very fast-growing business, number one TripAdvisor destination here in Sheffield. And like many fast-growing entrepreneurs, founders Peter and Hannah recognise that recruiting a team that will be responsible for doing some pretty amazing things like handcuffing MDs, frightening mums and grannies, and encouraging small children at birthday parties, it's not easy. Is it crucial to find the right people that fit and reinforce the culture? But how to do it? Because it takes such a lot of time. So what they've actually done, rather than actually trying to assess people's personalities, customer service skills and performance levels in a written CV, they have an innovative approach. They invite CVs by video. Actually, they invite applicants to send in a video that demonstrates their personality, their creativity and their ability to engage with customers. They're the key characteristics they're looking for in their people. Great way of actually finding people that fit your culture. What could you do to do that in your business? Idea two is to, well, develop this one. Rejuvenated make and supply collagen shots here in Sheffield. And the team are passionate about delivering a personalised service. And this is reflected in their communications with customers. When they send deliveries, there's usually a personalised note in there. Simple, cost-effective stuff that reinforces their dramatic difference. But sometimes they have to go even further. Recently, a delivery went missing on its way to an Australian customer. They track all their parcels and realised quickly it had gone astray and notified the customer that another one would be on its way. However, having found the customer was leaving for a holiday of a lifetime, it would have actually arrived too late. The rejuvenated team called the hotel she was flying to in Hawaii and arranged for her the product to be delivered there with an extra gift and a card. They got a lovely review from the customer and, importantly, more orders. It's this whole idea of delighting customers, going the extra mile to exceed customer expectations. How do you exceed your customer expectations? And idea three is to do this. And yes, a great way to delight your customers is to make them feel valued. It doesn't have to limit this to customers. PJ Taste, who was supplying a wonderful breakfast for us on Wednesday, provide delicious locally sourced food. And as a business, they're always aimed to give their visitors and customers they visit a sample of fresh food or drink item they've actually made. But when they actually meet wedding couples, they get samples, things like that. But they also do the same with their suppliers. A recent rep visiting was sent home with some fresh Membrillo paste to take home for her husband and son. And he'd actually got some started and actually came back and told everybody how wonderful it was. Another example is the plumber who, when he was on site, was talking about problems he was having digesting commercial bread. He was sent home with two delicious sourdough loaves. Delighting your suppliers is a simple way of creating raving fans who aren't just your customers. How could you delight your suppliers? And obviously, as a provider of information to you, I am technically a supplier of yours, so please feel free to have a go. Have a great week. Remember, we're raising money for NeuroCare. Take care now. Bye.